Breaking rules in Tanzania. Some places seem to have this magic and always create nice memories. But some other places can be memorable for another reason. Tanzania is an amazing destination, but it also reminds me of my travel adventures that are frightening. This trip was not perfect. In fact, I broke many rules of how to travel safely. Rule number one, do not trust your money to an accidental acquaintance. I gave a local man a high denomination banknote to buy us some grilled shrimp and two Coca-Colas. We thought he is a waiter. The man disappeared and we never saw him nor our money or food. The guy at the kiosk gave us two Coca-Colas when we complained about the service we got. Rule number two. Do not stop in the middle of the way to visit spice plantations. Visiting a spice plantation close to Stone Town might be a challenge if you want to do it by yourself instead of an organized trip. In our case, we stopped to see what are our options. We just saw a crowd of unknown men entering our rental car through windows and roof opening. We saw their feet everywhere. We got so scared that we kept on driving and did not look behind. Rule number three, do not travel at night. In Africa, you cannot travel after dark. We did not have a choice as we spent too much time looking for one cave we wanted to visit. It was dark when we arrived to Nungwe in the north of Tanzania. We got off the car and we started walking trying to find our bungalows. The villagers were welcoming us and guiding us through the village. One local person was guiding us to the next house in the village, then passing us to the next family that was walking us to the next house, and so on. The local village kids were running behind us and screaming Mzungu, Mzungu, meaning the white rich in Swahili. I did not dare to take my camera and take pictures. When we arrived to the reception of the bungalows, it surprised the men. Nobody robbed us on the way there. In Africa, you should take into account the cultural differences when planning a trip there. Remember, we are always the white rich for them. You should wear appropriate clothes in a Muslim country. Do not wear well-known brands or jewelry. These little details can save you in uncomfortable situations. Have you ever been on a holiday when things were far from being perfect?